This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Smith & Wesson, this country's biggest small arms maker, reported quarterly profits this week, and suffice it to say, business is very, very good at Smith & Wesson. Frank Gerstenkorn owns Guns and Gear in Cheyenne, Wyoming. We talk to him every now and then to get some perspective on this slice of the American economy. Mr. Gerstenkorn, good to talk to you again, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a while.
It has been a while. It's been a couple of years. We called you up because we were curious as to how business is for you in this time when the national debate has once again turned to gun control. Do you see that day in and day out?
Yes, we do. The pickup came right after the most recent incident there in your neck of the woods, and it's rolling pretty good. There's another thing at play here in the shop. I'm retiring, so at the end of the year, I won't be here anymore. But we do see a marked difference.
Well, so we'll get to you and what you're going to do when you're not working anymore in a second. But how significant a spike do you see when something like what happens in San Bernardino happens?
Very frankly, for a while, the so-called assault weapon, you know, the black rifles, mm-hmm. the tactical-looking rifles, were pretty staid here. They were not moving at all. They're going out the door now again.
Hmm. And what are people saying when they come in the door?
Most of them believe that they're going to wind up being put in a position where they're going to have to defend themselves and their families because there won't be resources to do that for them when the time comes. Whether or not they're knee-jerking, I can't tell you, but there's definite real-world concern.
Are you seeing sort of the overall spike in sales that, for example, Smith & Wesson just reported a great quarter? Are you seeing that in your business?
It's not as huge here, but here in Cheyenne, Wyoming, where we're located, there are a number of gun stores, so if you take us all together, there's probably a pretty good spike here, too.
Do you find, just in terms of paperwork and background checks and all that stuff that licensed weapons dealers have to do you find that to be onerous? Is it a problem for your business?
Well, it's not a problem until we make a call to the FBI to get an X check done. And
I'm sorry, a what check?
And it's a national background check we do. And if a person does not have a Wyoming concealed carry permit, we have to do that. If you have the permit, you've already had your background checked.
Right.
So we call the FBI, and we may be on hold for a half hour. A while back, we were on hold for an hour and 6 minutes before we got the check finished.
Wow. And that's what you have to do to sell a weapon to a person who requires a check, yeah?
That's exactly correct. Hmm.
Seems like a long time. It seems like the FBI isn't ready to deal with the demand.
Well, you have to plan for what you think is going to be the norm plus a spike. Right now, they're really working. And we have a wonderful relationship with the people we talk to on the telephone. And they're incredibly busy.
Yeah. What are you going to do after you retire? Are you going to sell the store? Do you have kids coming in or a partner?
The store is for sale. And no, I don't have a partner. I've always been a little bit of a lone wolf here as far as that's concerned. But I own airplanes, and by golly, I'm going to fly them.
Good for you. Frank Gerstenkorn at Guns and Gear in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Frank, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Kai. Bye-bye.